From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, September 10th. The day in 10. Let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from the Hindu top, Supreme Court dismisses gangster Abu Salem's plea claiming completion of 25-year prison term. The former member of Underworld Don Dawood Ibrahim Syndicate was extradited from Portugal to India in 2005 in the Mumbai Blasts case after the Indian government gave a sovereign assurance that he would not be imprisoned for more than 25 years. Cairo/Washington/Dubai. September, President Donald Trump said he expected the war with Iran to end after the November U.S. midterm elections and threatened again to attack a site associated with the Islamic Republic's nuclear program after the two sides launched their biggest wave of attacks on SH, Iping since the start of the six-month-old war. Next. Second, from Straits Times, Trump says Iran war to end after U.S. midterm elections, threatens to attack Pickaxe Mountain. Up next. Third, from Le Monde, pour la guerre en Ukraine, la Russie recruit des combattants étrangers en les pivagent avec de fausses promesses. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. And then, fourth, from the Hindu top, Delhi HC seeks WFI's stand on Vinesh Phogat's plea to participate in selection trials for world championships. The Delhi High Court on Wednesday, September 9, 2026 asked the Wrestling Federation of India WFI to reply to a plea by grappler Vinesh Phogat seeking permission to participate in the women's selection trials for the 2026 Senior World Championships. Justice Swaranakant Sharma asked the counsel for WFI to get instructions on the issue and listed the application for hearing on Thursday, September 10. Next, fifth, from Straits Times. NATO allies foil Russian subsea cable sabotage plot, London/Washington, September 10 deep in Arctic waters near the remote Svalbard archipelago this spring. NATO allies caught Russian subs training to unleash a secret weapon designed to disable critical undersea cables without leaving any fingerprints. Up next. Sixth, from the Hindu top, West Bengal by-elections to test Trinamool rival group's claim over party symbol. With by-elections for two assembly constituencies in West Bengal, Nandigram and Rajinagar scheduled on October 6, both factions of Trinamool Congress, one led by Mamata Banerjee and the other by Ritabrata Banerjee, have decided to field candidates on both the seats. However, the question is making rounds in the political circles, who will get the grass and twin flowers symbol of Trinamool Congress in the upcoming by-elections. We will contest the by-polls. And then, seventh, from Straits Times. U.S. grant for MAGA-aligned groups in Europe excludes French applicants over election fears. Paris, September. A U.S. grant program for organizations pursuing Trump administration priorities in Europe will exclude French groups because of sensitivities over allegations of foreign interference ahead of next year's presidential election, according to two sources. Next, eighth, from Bloomberg top, Europe is trying to gauge how much pain it can take from China. That's the day. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.